As I climb this gospel ladder, always heeding every sign, I know my Savior's with me and He's teaching me to climb. Every day that I'm climbing, there's a battle for me. Every step on that ladder is another victory. They're holding up the ladder that I'm climbing on. I'm climbing up the ladder and I'm going home. At the top of the ladder, oh, what joy there will be. And the angels are holding up this ladder for me. So come on, you Christian soldier, show the world your light will shine. Get on that gospel ladder and don't be afraid to climb. Can't you hear the angels cheering? Soon the battle will be o'er, and we'll celebrate the victory when we reach the other shore. They're holding up the ladder that I'm climbing on. I'm climbing up the ladder and I'm going home. At the top of the ladder, oh, what joy there will be. And the angels are holding up this ladder for me, for me. They're holding up the ladder that I'm climbing on. I'm climbing up the ladder and I'm going home. At the top of the ladder, oh, what joy there will be. And the angels are holding up this ladder for me. And the angels are holding up this ladder for me.
Good morning, everybody. Southern Hospitality, glad to be here.
Make my rounds at the country churches, playing my guitar for free. And my repertoire is 109 songs for God's glory. Well, I'm picking and beat the devil, cause I know he's on my tail. And the Lord tear my fingers, he won't let me fail. Found myself in a roadside bar room, I was drinking my time away. Kentucky women and Tennessee whiskey, it's gonna be hard to pay. Worn out Chevy and a beat up Martin is all I ever own. My worthless life is dedicated to bringing God's children home. Well, I'm picking to beat the devil, cause I know he's on my tail. And the Lord's in my fingers, he won't let me fail. Songs and a temperance sermon, that's what you get for the price. But for a little extra, there's a guitar solo for my reward in the sky. Well, I'm picking to beat the devil, cause I know he's on my tail. And the Lord's in my fingers, he won't let me fail. Well, I'm picking to beat the devil, cause I know he's on my tail. And the Lord is in my I just have to announce this real quick just because it's a good old Baptist hymn that will get your blood going called There Is Power in the Blood.
One, two, three.
Well, would you be free from your burden of sin? There's power in the blood, power in the blood. Would you or evil a victory win? There's wonderful power in the blood. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood. The land, there is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. Well, would you be wider, much wider than snow? There's power in the blood, power in the blood. Since saints are lost in this life-giving flow, there's wonderful power in the blood. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. Well, would you do service for Jesus, your King? There's power in the blood, power in the blood. Would you live daily His praises to sing? There's wonderful power in the blood. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb.
Put your hands together.
There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. Precious blood of the Lamb.
Thank you. We will be back shortly.
Good morning. I'd like to welcome everyone to Bethany United Methodist Church as we have a special Veterans Day celebration. We would also like to welcome all visitors and ask that you fill out the little visitor cards that are in the pew and put them in the offering plate when they come around. And we hope that you come back and worship with us once again. Now please stand as you are able for our greeting, which can be found in your bulletin, and we will read it responsively. I will give thanks to you, Lord, with all my heart. I will tell of all your wonderful deeds. I will be glad and rejoice in you. I will sing the praises of your name, O Most High. We will now pass the peace and greet our neighbor.
Good morning, everyone. Yes, if there are children that are going to sing, please come up because we're going to have our children's choir next. But before we begin, you all treated me just like I get at home. No one listens to me there either, so. I'm Pastor John. Welcome to Bethany. We're glad to have you, but today we're very excited to honor our veterans today. Our veterans are very, very precious to us. We don't thank them enough. So before we forget, let's give our veterans a hand clap. This is a very special Sunday, and we're glad to have Southern Hospitality here. We're glad to have you here. We're going to talk a little bit about after our service. You're welcome to stay. We've got some mission projects. The reason we're doing mission projects is because our veterans are always about mission and helping us. We want to help others. So at this time, though, Marguerite, are the children ready? Okay, they're ready.
All ye servants of the Lord, who stand by night in the house of the Lord, lift up your hands in the holy place.
That's right.
And bless the Lord. And bless the Lord. Come bless the Lord.
You cannot tell me there's not a God in heaven, because I was there the first day they tried that. Wow.
No, I want a green one.
You want a green one? Okay.
I want a green one.
You need a green one?
You want a green one, too?
Great. There was a run on the green ones.
God is so great, so strong and so mighty, there's nothing my God cannot do. The mountains are his, the waters are mighty, there's nothing my God cannot do. The mountains are his, the rivers are his, the stars are his handiwork too. My God is so great, so strong and so mighty, there's nothing my God cannot do.
Never mind. Well, kids, we're going to have children's time. You all can sit right there. Just don't trip over any cords. And any other children are welcome to come up. You're welcome to come on up. Glad to have you. Glad to have you. Sorry, Miss Marguerite. Because our children are very precious. Hello, Wyatt. How are you? Good having you. Hudson didn't want to come up today. That's the best I've ever heard you play, Marguerite. That was very good. How are you all today?
Terrible.
Wow. Sort of hard to follow that one. But anyway, we are glad you're here. It's a very special day. We're going to talk about veterans. A veteran is someone who's... Well, a veteran is someone who has served in the military. And we're very thankful for them. Now, Veterans Day was yesterday, and it's an easy day to remember. Just remember 11, 11, 11. Because after it was Armistice Day, which it started, into World War One, on the 11th hour, on the 11th day, on the 11th, 11th month, 11th, well, yeah, you got it. We got it. Just remember 11. Just remember 11. Carry on. That's right. Moving on. That's right. But today we're honoring our veterans because they are precious to us and they brought us freedom. And we're very thankful for our veterans. So how about we have a prayer and then I'm going to ask a favor, okay? Let's bow our heads. Loving God, we're thankful for veterans, but we also pray for peace. We pray for their families and their needs. We also pray for those who have given their all. So, Lord, thank you so much that we can worship here freely, and thank you for the blessing you have given us. We ask this in Christ's name. All God's children said, amen. Now, I have stickers here for you, Veterans Day stickers, but that's after you do us a favor.
Is it a good favor?
It is a great favor. What we're going to do is have our veterans please stand as you are able. Can our veterans stand? Now, I need all of the children to go and get a carnation. Each one of you can get one carnation, and we're going to pass it out to our veterans. And we want to make sure each veteran gets a carnation. Okay? Probably not today. We'll see. There you go. Very good. Now make sure every veteran gets a carnation. Thank you. Good. You're doing great. Now, does everyone have one? I don't think some got theirs yet. Did you get one? Okay, Johnny Barr's over there. He didn't get one. Here you go. Well, that's okay. You can hand some more out. Take two out. And make sure everyone... Now, did every veteran get one? If you did not get one, raise your hand. Did every veteran get one? Well, let's thank our veterans again for their service. Yay! If you did not get a flower, you let me know. We want to get you a flower, and I want to get you all your stickers. Okay. Yeah, now you do. Could you help me hand out? They get one of these, and I'll give them one of these. Okay, here you go for your stickers. You get two stickers today because it's a special, special day. You get one there, and you get one right there. There you go. Let's thank God for our kids again today. Good seeing you all. Very nice. You're welcome. Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Oh.
Our scripture reading today comes from John chapter 15, verses 9 through 13. You're welcome to follow along in your pew Bible. As the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. Abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. I have said these things to you so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. No one has greater love than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. The word of God for us, the people of God. Thanks be to God.
For reading, and thank you, Marguerite, for that beautiful piece. We are very blessed to have many wonderful servants that are helpful. Well, we're glad to see each and every one of you today. It's a blessing to see you. Before we begin, can you turn to your neighbor and say, God loves you. And now you can turn to him and say, and I'm trying. How about that? Now, don't raise your hand where you're, yeah, I got a really good one. Well, when I was growing up, I learned something at a very early stage in my life, and that was from my parents, to be thankful. Thankful for the food on the table. As you can see, I did real well with that part. Did I hear an amen? Thankful for the roof over my head. I remember whenever I got a gift for my birthday, the very first thing I had to do before I got to play with it was to write a thank you note. So when you get a thank you note from me, I got it honest. So being thankful also needed to extend outside the walls of our house to show thankfulness for the many who cared for us, who showed us kindness. And yes, we even needed to be thankful for the rice pudding that we got from Grandma Clem every Wednesday. And let me explain to you. My next-door neighbor, Mr. Clem, he worked at Acme, I believe it was. And on Tuesdays, they cleared the shelves and they got rid of all the stuff that was out of date. Guess what was out of date? Rice pudding. I'm sorry, I do not like rice pudding. So it went from the Clem's house to Grandma Clem's house to Miss Grandma Clem would call my mom and say, oh, we got something here for you. Can one of the boys pick it up? And I said, you know, I'm not going to say thank you for rice pudding. She goes, you better say thank you for the rice pudding because one day we might get something we like. But, you know, being thankful is really important. And it's important in a Christian's life. Because if we were very honest, there is nothing that we have or see or can touch or can feel, or even imagine, that has not been given to us freely. And as a church, we should be thankful for many things. The beautiful sanctuary in which we worship and sing and praise God. The beautiful people who gather for the many gifts that we see and can touch and feel. Now friends, we take this for granted. I got up this morning, got in my vehicle, and I did not have to worry if I was going to find a problem coming to worship. I have visited places that I was not able to go because there was a problem with the freedom of worship. So every morning, every time you come to church and the doors are open, do I hear a hallelujah? I heard three. Do I hear hallelujah? Hallelujah? Hallelujah. We are given a freedom we often forget. You know, the one gift that we do often forget is just the opportunity. The opportunity to come in peace, not in fear or threat. And because of this truth, I must always remember that I can freely come and I can worship. This is a right for us. This is a freedom for us. And this Veterans Sunday, I think it is most important to be thankful for the many who gave so very much. We don't say thank you enough. We really don't. And I believe today is a day that we should be extremely thankful for the many who gave a huge sacrifice so that many can live in freedom. Now, we again possess countless gifts today because many gave of themselves. Countless veterans offered a noble sacrifice, a loving act, a caring gesture. And Veterans Day should remind us that many have sacrificed beyond themselves, beyond this time, beyond their place for others. Now, I think we would agree, and I hope we would agree, that we all are against war. Do I hear an amen? I heard three people. Are we all against war?
Amen.
Amen. Yeah, it was these three right here. He was. That's all right. We don't. I was told not to worry about him, so we're good. Good. You know, this idea causes a great friction for us. We want to be thankful for our veterans, but we pray for peace. We pray for peace. We pray for the peace of the times that peace does not come easily. Peace often does not come without sacrifice or a cost. Many families remember that they had loved ones that did much for us in our world today. Now, Scripture tells us something in John 15:3 that we heard. Greater love has no one than this, that he lay down his life for his friends. Someone that is willing to give their life for another. There is no greater love than someone who would sacrifice in that way. So this Veterans Day, we not only remember those who gave their lives for us, but remember this one named Jesus. Jesus the Christ, who gave his life for all. Now, sacrifice is a word that we don't usually like to talk about. But sacrifice is a word that is extremely important. And we need to talk about it because it is tough and it is difficult and it is hard. But it is monumental in this concept of freedom and gift. You know, that is what Christ has done for all of us. Jesus the Christ loves you so very much that he was willing to give his complete self that we might truly be free. Can you imagine living in a perfect place and then being asked to move from heaven to earth? If I would be Jesus, I'd say, is there a plan B? Have you ever been a place that was absolutely wonderful and then you were asked to move? Let me tell you my story. I was in a place and then I got asked to go to Bethany. Oh, Bethany. What? What? Told my DS, is there a plan B? Who is this Bethany? Where are they? Where's Wire's Cave? Where's Mount Pisgah? Why, Lord? What have I ever done? But you know, I didn't make a sacrifice. There was no sacrifice made by me. It was all made by Christ. You know, we often think that the things that happen are tragedy. But I could not be more thankful to be asked to come to Weir's Cave and to Mount Pisgah near McGackiesville. Where did you all learn to talk around here? Please tell me. I lived in Virginia all my life, and I've never, but that's another matter. That's another sermon. Friends, what a great joy, wherever we are, whether we're in Stevens City or Mount Pisgah or Weir's Cave or Grottoes or wherever you live, that we can know true freedom, that the Lord helps us to remember that as much has been given for us. And because of this, all that he's done for us, the sacrifice made for us, may we remember too our veterans today. All gave some and some gave all. We pray for our veterans who have served and are now serving. May we have thankful hearts. Holy Father, we're thankful that you gave your Son, Jesus the Christ, that we might know the ultimate gift, that we might be mindful and grateful and live different lives. May we remember, may this be a day of remembrance, not just by words, but also by our service and our duty and our sacrifice. Lord, help us to be the church that you call us to be. Help us to be the place where we speak the name of Jesus Christ, a place where we share the gospel with our lives. And Lord, thank you for our veterans. May we honor and respect them. And may also we remember the one who truly sacrifices all for us. And his name is Jesus. And all God's children said, amen. Amen. May we pray. Loving God, be with us and bless us and help us to be having an attitude of gratitude for all that you are and all that you've done. And we ask this in Christ's name. And all God's children said, amen. Well, friends, we want to, in our remembrance, we also want to remember those who lost their lives. And it's an important thing to do. So you'll have an insert that will have a prayer on it. And it'll look like this. Prayers for those who have fallen in battle. And we are going to read that prayer together, if we might. Let us begin. All-powerful God, we honor today those men and women, our sons and daughters, husbands and wives, fathers, brothers, sisters, mothers, who have laid down their life for their country. Whether weary or emboldened, quiet or defiant, vulnerable or ready when you call them home, their sacrifice is too humbling for words, except the loving Lord, bless them forever in your eternal peace. Let the sounds of strife, cries of battle, ever reminded that we who are left behind cherish their spirit, honor their commitment, and send out our love. And we will. This we ask in the name of the one who gave his life for us, Jesus the Christ. Amen. Can we just have a moment of silence? And all God's people said, amen. Scoot closer or grab a hand, or we're going to pray for one another. Loving God, what a glorious day you've made for us. What a glorious place we can worship. And there's a great word we use, and that's home. It's good to have a home. Lord, we pray for those who's finding it tough at home. Those who might be sick or waiting on news or maybe an empty cupboard or decisions that are tough. Lord, we pray for homes and for strength, for guidance and discernment. And Lord, the world is full of things that separate and divide homes. We argue over the silliest things. Drugs and alcohol and abuse and so many things that get in the way. So Lord, we ask that you might strengthen our hearts and guide us and give us ears to hear and eyes to see and change us, Lord, because you are not a God of dysfunction or chaos. But you are a God of unity and peace. So, Lord, we also remember the names we've mentioned today. We mentioned Dorothy, and we pray for her
And we lift up Daniel and all those who are soldiers everywhere. We pray for Tom Thacker and for healing. We pray for Anna. We pray for the Howard family. And we pray for little Tegan. And we pray for our shut-ins, for Agnes and Doug. And we pray for our loving folks that we love very much. We pray for all the folks that are near and dear to us. And Lord, we're also mindful that we need to pray for our president and our leaders and those who are making laws. And we pray for our police officers, and we pray for our first responders, our firefighters. We pray for those who serve. We pray for our schools and the cafeteria workers and bus drivers and students. And we pray for peace on the streets and hope in our hearts. Lord, make us a people that can help fix rather than divide. Help us not to hate one another, but help us to love one another. And Lord, be with us. And we also have unspoken prayers today. Before I close this prayer, we're also thankful for our veterans, those who have served, and those who are still serving, and those who might serve. So Lord, be with us and bless us and keep us. And now, Lord, hear our prayer that you taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not to temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Well, before we take up our offering, I think we should thank Southern Hospitality for being here. This is the first time they've ever played together. Is that right?
Yes.
That's right? No. Wow. No. But they are wonderful. They're a blessing to us. We're always thankful when they come because they just bring us joy. I encourage you to listen well. And if you feel like tapping your feet or clapping your hands, but let's thank Southern Hospitality today.
A lighthouse on a hillside that overlooks life's sea. When I toss, it sends a light that I might see. But the light that shines in darkness now will safely lead us on. If it wasn't for the lighthouse, my ship would sail no more. And I thank God for the lighthouse. I owe my life to Him. For Jesus is the lighthouse, and from the rocks of shone a light around me that I can clearly see. If it wasn't for the lighthouse, tell me, where would this ship be? Thank you.
Everybody that lives around us says, tear that old lighthouse down. You know the big ships don't sail this way anymore. There's no need in them standing around. But then my mind goes back to that stormy night when just in time I saw the light. Yes, the light from that old lighthouse that stands up there on the hill. And I thank God for the lighthouse. I owe my life to Him. For Jesus is a lighthouse, and from the rocks of sin He has shone a light around me that I can clearly see. If it wasn't for the lighthouse, tell me, where would this ship be? If it wasn't for the lighthouse, tell me, where would this ship be?
I was sinking deep in sin, far from the peaceful shore. Very deeply stained within, sinking to rise no more. But the master of the sea heard my despairing cry. From the waters lifted me, now safe am I.
Love lifted me, love lifted me. When nothing else could help, love lifted me. Love lifted me, love lifted me. Love lifted me.
Souls in danger, look above. Jesus completely saves. He will lift you by His love out of the angry wave. He's the master of the sea. Billows His will obey. He, your Savior, wants to be saved too.
Love lifted me, love lifted me. When nothing else could help, love lifted me. Love lifted me, love lifted me. When nothing else could help, love lifted me. When nothing else could help, love lifted me.
Yes, it did.
Love lifted me.
Don't you know
that love lifted me?
Got them all in there, I'm telling you. Okay. take just a moment to introduce the members of the group. I'm sure you all know on my far right is Mr. Dale Roller, who belongs to this church.
Who's he?
Yeah. Dale Roller.
Next to Dale is my good friend Mike Western from Mount Sydney. Special guest with us today is Mr. Jim Almrod on a mandolin. This is Nick Collins from Churchville. And I'm Don Meyerhofer from Harrisonburg. We're going to feature Jim on a song we haven't done before, I don't think, in any churches. It's called Bible for a Roadmap.
Commandments, they tell me what to do. The 12 disciples are my road sign. Jesus will lead me safely through. Well, there'll be no detours in heaven, no rough roads along the way. I'm using my Bible for a roadmap. My last stop is heaven some sweet day. Well, I'm using my Bible for roadmap. The children of Israel used it too. They crossed the Red Sea of destruction, and God was there to see them through. Well, there'll be no detours in heaven, no rough roads along the way. I'm using my Bible for a roadmap. My last stop is heaven some sweet day. Well, there'll be no detours in heaven. No rough roads along the way. I'm using my Bible for a roadmap. My last stop is heaven some sweet day. My last stop is heaven some sweet day.
I don't know about y'all, but I like that. Thanks, Jim. We were asked to do a tune that had some patriotism to it. So we've had a little song that we've monkeyed with a little bit here last year or two, where we put a couple songs together. Needs no introduction. Part of this, when we kick into a part that's got a little bounce to it, sing along with us. You'll know when. We'll start it off, though, as God Bless America.
God bless America, land that I love. Stand beside her and guide her through the night with the light from above. From the mountains to the prairies to oceans white with foam. God bless America, my
This land is your land. This land is my land. From California to the New York Islands, from the Redwood Forest to the Gulf Stream waters, this land was made for you and me.
As I was walking that ribbon of highway, I saw above me that endless skyway. I saw below me that golden valley.
This land was made for you and me. This land is your land. This land is my land. From California to the New York Islands, from the Redwood Forest to the Gulf Stream water, this land was made for you and me.
I've roamed and rambled, and I followed my footsteps from the sparkling sands of her diamond desert. And all around me, a voice was chanting,
this land was made for you and me. This land is your land.
Sing it with
us. This land is my land. From California to the New York Islands, from the Redwood Forest to the Gulf Stream water, this land was made for you and me.
Everybody,
this land is your land. This land is my land. From California to the New York Islands, from the Redwood Forest to the Gulf Stream water, this land was made for you and me. This land was made for you and me.
I said this
land was made for you and me. God bless America, my home sweet home. God bless America, my home sweet home.
Amen.
All right, this next one is the is sort of the official closing hymn. So it's in the Faith We Sing book, 2282. I'll Fly Away. That's a small book, the small one there in front of you. So jump in with us. Sing wherever.
Ready, Mayor?
Go for it.
Some glad morning
when this life is over,
I'll fly away, fly away
to a home on God's celestial shore. I'll fly away. I'll fly away, oh glory. I'll fly away in the morning when I die. Hallelujah, by and by. I'll fly away.
When the shadows of this life have grown,
I'll fly away
like a bird.